Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second for another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory, yeah. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all-encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon borrows light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now I want to the King.
Action, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and I want you to take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Tonight to the Epiphany For Real Entertainment Network, which is presenting the Inspiration Factory. I'm your boy, Mr. Alonzo, tonight, and my partner in crime, Divine Inspiration. We are tonight doing a special cut, and tonight's about aspirations. I'm going to give you a little bit of my insights and my hopes. And, yeah, if you feel some type of way, go ahead and give me a call. The number is 319-527-6300. Don't forget to push that one in order to be heard. Yeah. So, again, tonight's about the aspirations. And for those that are already tuned in or, you know, has been into the show, they y'all know that it gets pretty deep. So right now we're enjoying a few tunes, the music ministry. But when I get back, we'll get in touch to this topic. Again, you want to call in, 319-527-6300.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without it. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I would have lost it all, oh, but now I see how you were
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you. Yes, yes, yes. Never could have made it without you, Lord. Tonight's a very special night. For those that are tuning in, welcome to the Epiphany Radio, the Inspiration Factory. I'm your boy, Mr. Alonzo, the co-host of Divine Inspiration. If you guys got a piece you want to call in, you know, call in. The number here is 319-527-6300. And tonight's about that aspirations and things. I don't know. I don't know what it, you know, but that's what the definition means to you guys, but I got hopes, you know, with this platform that we got going on tonight, just this whole platform in general. There's a common medium that I want to spread out, a little message, unseen message, I guess you want to put, and it's one of the aspirations that I have being in this position today. And so many things that we're going through. And we always try to turn and look for an answer as quick as possible. We know that there's only one. Sometimes we don't want to accept it. But, at the end of the day, was this way better than our way? Of course. I had a personal request call in, and they want to feel a little happy. So I think I'm going to play a little tune on this music ministry by Kirk Franklin. Do you want to be happy? Yes, we do.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. what will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing,
but it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long. This one right here.
can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my
This is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la 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 la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La 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 da dee da da la la da 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 dee da da la 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 la.
Epiphany Radio.
This place by divine inspiration. There is this place of three hots and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color, too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop. And odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, caused oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose, trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. The concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. Immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't unitedly stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. Place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgotten. This place.
Yeah. Good evening, good day to all the ladies and gents that are tuning in right now. And before I go any further, I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Paul, Divine Inspiration himself, and also to Pharrell, the poet, the creator of the platform. Also, Be Raw. Raw links. I got mine. You need to get yours. But all of that, today being Father's Day, I want to shout out Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there. Definitely number one ahead of my life, Father, amen of the, you know, the heavens. And without him, none of this would be existent. Everything that we're doing, there's nothing new under the sun. So, you know what I mean? Like, everything is a lesson, and I appreciate Father for doing his job. All fathers that are out there that are maintaining the household, that have structure, that got discipline, that are passing it on to the next generation, I salute you, mad respect, and I got nothing but love for you. One day, I will see myself with a little mini me. In the meantime, between time, I got the world to deal with. With that, on that note, we're going to go back into this music ministry. Forgive me, got me all tongue twisted, but that's okay. I'll go get it right along with Mary Mary.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they
me, Jesus. Your loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercy.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain. Give me that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place.
That's so
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
give me
that.
Oh, 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 oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
Up a life.
Oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Oh, oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, oh. See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh.
And first He started right at home.
Oh, oh, oh.
Now my miracle water. Calls for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title.
Oh,
yeah, but do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people,
oh,
fall on our face,
oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away.
I do.
When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. Another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take.
you my everything.
Give me that God who breathes life into the nostrils of man. And sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears every bother enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Give me that God,
that's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. It's your boy, Mr. Alonzo. And I have my host, Divine. I'm trying to get your voice in, but you know, tonight's a special edition. So tonight's edition is about Alonzo's aspiration. For those that are tuning in, if you want to call in, you got a piece, 319-527-6300. I just want to shout out to all those that are listening. Paying attention. Tonight is supposed to be a deep night. There's a, you know, there's a median that I'm trying to share amongst those that can't see. You know, God say something like, blessed are those that believe and don't see. So my thing is like, as I said at the beginning of the show, that one of my hopes, my aspirations is that we all connect and get to know this creator. Yeah, it's such a beautiful thing. We're all going through some things right now. Each one of us got some issues. But at the end of the day, good to know that God got us, you know? And so these tunes that I'm playing tonight, I'm trying to find the words to speak and connect. So again, mad shout out, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, the ones with the structures, the discipline, the knowledge to pass on to the next generation. Without you guys, there would be really no serious backbone in this game. So, I mean, shout out to the mothers. Don't get me wrong, mothers play a major part, but without that male in the life, y'all know what I'm saying. It's 2023. Stop playing with me. On that note, yeah, I just want y'all to know I'm blessed. You're blessed. We're all blessed. So hang on there. stay tuned and ride this with me. Let's go, Uncle Charlie.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. If you got a roof over your head, bringing home the bread, got your family fed, oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free, living now my dreams. God's been good to me.
This is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know.
La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da 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 dee da da, la 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 la.
Epiphany Radio.
Dear future me,
will I ever smile?
Dear future me,
will I die within?
Questions.
Will I be alright? Cause I'm trying to maintain.
sometimes I wonder. The struggle is real. If I can be honest,
do I even have a chance?
Dear future me,
will I get to again?
I put this wall up, they won't hurt me again.
You are the only one that's
and your angels.
Your angels come to save me every time I call.
Seems like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl.
That we don't have, and it makes us worry. But today I want to remind you of the one that you do have, and let you know that he's still able.
I've been hurt and abused, even lied to by the ones I trust in most. I've had some nights I cried more than I prayed. That's when God said to me, I am still in control.
It changed my perspective, and so reminded me
that he's still able. God reminded me
that in spite of it all,
that he's still able.
Thank you, Lord. Question.
I'm afraid to carry this hurt all alone.
Today more than ever,
I need your help, Lord. With you I can't move on. Now the worry is over and the doubt is gone away.
You're not alone. About to give up.
God reminded me.
He reminded me
that he's still able.
But it's not easy because
sometimes it seems,
oh God,
there's no way out.
You're surrounded by problems.
So many problems.
They weigh you down.
You down.
But he cares for you.
You got to know,
my sister.
He cares.
And he with me.
And he wouldn't leave you there.
Not for long.
For long.
So right now I just need you to
be strong.
And remember that
God is able.
He's able.
Able.
He hasn't changed.
He's still able. Able.
Seems like problems are waiting in line just for you.
God is
He's able.
Able.
You say I've never faced anything like this before.
He's still able. Able.
The odds are still in your favor because
God is able.
When you tried it your way,
able.
And it hasn't gotten better,
able.
Remember God is still.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn.
Take me to the King.
Back one more again, Mr. Alonzo with the Epiphany Radio. And tonight, the aspirations. I just want to give a shout out to all the fathers out there. Again, it's Father's Day. Those that are tuning in, what took you so long? No, I'm just saying. But welcome to the joint. Welcome to the network. Welcome to the music ministry. This is the Inspiration Factory with your boy, Mr. Alonzo, and Divine Inspiration. And we would like for you to sit back, take off your socks, and enjoy the energy, though we might not know one another. I want you to still feel me. And on that note, the aspiration tonight is a medium that I'm trying to expand and express. And things of that nature. There's an unseen energy that I'm trying to promote amongst all of us. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I believe that there's a bigger picture and there's a bigger mission than what we see that meets the eye. And today's the time where everybody should be playing their part, but everybody's not even in tune or woke. So I believe in this unseen energy. And I'm sure most of us do. I call it the Holy Spirit. It guides us when we are going in the wrong direction, when we feel down and we need better energy, need better happy smiles, the things that we think of, you know, the things on the inside, the energy that starts on the inside and works on its way out. I believe in that very deeply, and I believe that I will be in another body down the road in the future. I really don't believe in man-made time, but to make plans, you got to include. So I just want to, again, shout out to everybody that's tuning in tonight, that's peeping in, that's listening, that called in, requests, things of that nature. And, dear God, I just want you to know that, we're all in the image of you. We're all not made the same. I know, like, most of us get on our knees and pray, but I feel like those that are listening right now are in tune to the church or the ministry. So before we go out, I want to go ahead and thank God for everything that he has blessed us with, the footsteps he's laid before us, this platform for tonight, the language, the knowledge, the intellect, the everybody that's tuning in, everybody has a part, everybody has a skill. And the main thing is to engage in that. Use your tool to open up the wheel. And I just want to thank God for the opportunity to notice things like that. I know it's not meant for everybody. I'm not talking to everybody. And I thank God for that because I don't know how to do that. But this platform helps me get out to those that do understand. At the end of the day, it is you, Father, and I just want to thank you again for all the opportunities that you provide for us. And on that note, we're going to tune into another tune to the music ministry.
Mm-hmm. feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones.
God is his name. In love.
In Lord, my territory.
I say in love.
In Lord, my territory.
Sing this part.
Again, I want to shout out and thank out to everybody that is tuned in and is listening. If you want to be heard, 319-527-6300. What I'm going to do is I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to open up these mics, and I'm going to let the audience tune in and give their piece or their opinion. Yeah? Y'all with that? Let's check it out. tonight. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Ms. VIP. How are you? Well, Adrian. You can call me Adrian on Sundays. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thanks. I don't know what the topic is, so what's the topic? What you talking about?
Tonight, it's pretty much about aspirations. What's your aspirations?
Whoa.
What are some things that you see that you hope for in the future?
That's hard for me to answer, Alonzo, because I'm retired. So I've kind of like built already. So I think I'm just going to be a good wife and a good daughter and good grandmother and mother until I can no more. You know what I mean? I'm just going to enjoy life.
I totally understand. Let me ask you a question. Is life better with a system? Like a structured system? When you have a system, like a built system, you wake up and take life and don't let life take you. You got plans, as far as...
At this point, it's a half and half because when I was working, I was always a list person. I was always doom. But upon retirement, I've learned that having lists sometimes stresses me out. There shouldn't be any more lists while I'm retired. So, I mean, you can make a shopping list and you can make, what you're going to try to do today, but sometimes it never goes that way. So most of my days are, some are structured, some aren't.
Indeed. I mean, Ms. VIP, sounds like your surroundings, though, it sounds like you already have set yourself up for retirement.
It was totally unexpected, but I had to go in an early retirement due to my parents' health. But it was all good. You know what I mean? I was stressing anyway. So and the call came in, had a good time, and all is well.
Also during tonight, I had mentioned along the lines that there's a certain unseen medium that this platform particularly I'm trying to expose or get everybody connected to. I don't want to say expose because it sounds like there's some dirt to it, but it's no dirt that we're looking for. It's the connection that I'm really trying to get in tune to. And I'm glad that you called in again because you're part of the platform. You know what I mean? As far as you have your own show, your own night. And if you don't mind, could you give us a little taste of the background?
Oh, about the show?
Yes.
Oh, well, we kind of took a hiatus off of the Erotic Love Zone, and it's just going to be talk about things and to give a little piece of what's going on. We're going to be talking about energy on Wednesday evening. So we're going to see how it goes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Energy's big. Energy is very big.
So maybe you might want to pop in. 9:00 Eastern Standard Time.
And I know I'd be in the cut like penicillin, but you actually might see my hand raised in this because I'm trying to figure out the future with this energy, so I'm hoping I can connect.
Absolutely, that'd be great.
Indeed, and for those that are listening, can you let them know when the time to tune in would be?
Oh, absolutely. It's every Wednesday. Well. Hopefully, every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's La Perla Negra and myself.
Yes, indeed. Oh, so those that are tuning in tonight, same number. Tune in that night, too. And don't forget, push 1, you want to be heard. you want to be heard. So, Miss, I don't even know what to call you, like Miss VIP, Miss Adrian. I don't know what, like, me or like, I'm having a good moment because, again, that energy. And I love when you call in because I feel like somebody out there really is listening. And you're on the East Coast, so, oh, man, that plays a big part for me. So. I really do appreciate you calling in.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Did you have a piece or anything for tonight?
Oh, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Just finished it not too long. I try to always have a piece for Sundays. But it's untitled, so you know how it goes.
Well, the mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. As I go, I flow, for God is the living water. With him, I never thirst. In him, my hope is forever anchored. When I'm frustrated, he is the rock on which I stand. As the hymn says, all other ground is sinking sand, meaning I can't depend on anyone but God. I feel so good when I pray, because all praises go to him. And when I ask for anything, I do my best to ask once and never doubt. Because if I doubt, I'm double-minded and unstable. See, no one can do me like Jesus, and I know he's able. So if you think you've fallen from grace, go into your secret place and call upon the Lord. Repent and ask for forgiveness. He'll grant you favor. If you'll believe in him, he'll be your eternal savior. Test him. Try him. If you do, you'll never deny him, and you'll never be able to thank him enough, love him enough for all he's done. When you see breakthrough, no, it wasn't you. It was Jesus, God's only son. And that's that piece.
Amen. Amen. Wait a minute now. I'm not really religious, but I'm a firm believer, and I love these conversations because it lets me further know that it is real. It is working.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, it's not religion. It's relationship. That's how I feel.
Yes.
Because without a relationship,
like
it's like.
Oh, I apologize.
No, just saying that without relationship, it's floating in the wind somewhere.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You're going through the funnel, the cyclone.
Absolutely.
Man, I love your piece because it lets me know to keep stepping in that direction. Like I always say, you nurture me. And a lot of the stuff that I do in this life, you can't sharpen yourself. But in my head, that's exactly what I think I'm doing. And with your pieces, and the reason why I say your pieces because you're your own individual, you're your own entity, but I know you through your pieces. And when I hear your pieces, it nourishes me in a certain type of, as I said before, like I could put myself in certain positions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it lets me know, keep going, you know, as far as you have a next level. Almost like when somebody sees potential in somebody and they try to guide them or push you. That's what I feel like your pieces do for me.
Thank you. Well,
no, thank you.
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad to help. I mean, because I've always have a lot to thank him for, and it's really true. You can't thank him enough. You just can't. Because of the sacrifice, and you know, amongst all things. But other than that, it's all good. So make it stay that way. Stay on the right path, right?
Indeed. And when I hear you talk, it lets me know that, okay, yeah, I'm going in the right direction, or I feel like this is a secure direction.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I wish we were neighbors, but reality check. I mean, in the book we are, but reality check, we're on two different sides of, you know? So it's just crazy how these little things we can connect with. And I thank him for that, because who else put that together? Who else could put that together? That's some bending time, quantum leap type situation going on right here.
Okay.
And really, though, I appreciate you. I thank you, and I thank him for allowing us to meet in this journey. So, on that note, I could put you in the praise ministry. Or it's up to you. You can hang out for a little bit. I'm going to go back to the music ministry. It's overtime, so I'm enjoying myself, like I said, but I appreciate you for calling in, and you're more than welcome to tune in at any other time. I really love it that you call in and support your boy.
All right. One love, one mic, Alonzo.
One love, one mic.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praise?
One accord.